Welcome to your five for the day. On the 15th of December 1981, the country of Poland was put under martial law. The people experienced oppression through being subjected to military rule. Lech Walesa provided leadership to the popular revolt. He spearheaded the fight for personal freedom and social deliverance. Various nations were sympathetic to the Polish situation and causes, but they were reluctant to get involved. At that time, the Poles were waiting for deliverance, a salvation from military tyranny. What is that kind of personal and social experience really like? The experience of being oppressed and hoping for someone to intervene, hoping for some power to bring deliverance. Well, that was also the situation of Israel at the time of the birth of Jesus. They experienced political and military oppression. The Roman government ruled with an iron fist, and the people of Israel looked expectantly for a deliverer for salvation. For instance, when Jesus was brought to the temple as a newly born baby, in order to be presented before the Lord, there was an air of expectancy. Many in Israel, and in particular a man called Simeon, were looking for God to come and to set them free. They were looking for the Messiah. Simeon's prophetic words concerning Jesus refers to this matter of deliverance. He declared, "Mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." So we see that salvation is found in a person. Now that's not profound, but it is true. Deliverance comes by way of a person. There are some who hope in an economic system to save them. There are some who hope in a political system to save them. There are some who hope in a philosophy to save them. There are some who hope in some ideology to save them. But these things do not save, and we need to discover that salvation is in a person, and only in a person, and not just in any person, but salvation is in the man Jesus Christ. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus Christ not only brings salvation, but he is salvation. It is only as you are in union with him, it is only as you participate in his life, it is only as you become spiritually identified with him that you will experience the fullness and the glory of salvation. So Simeon said, "For my eyes have seen thy salvation." Have you come to realize that? What do you look into in order to be saved? Are you looking to fate to save you? Are you looking to some world soul or world mind to save you? Are you looking to some cosmic force to save you? Are you looking for some nebulous power to save you? Perhaps your own ideas, however fanciful and bright they may be, and I'm sure you have some tremendously profound ideas. No, salvation is in a person and only in a person. What that means is that you must be rightly related to God, and not simply to what he teaches, but to him. Are you rightly and personally related to him? Do you really know him? You need to seek him, you need to believe in him, and you need to follow him. You must come to the point where you can confidently say, as Simeon said, "For my eyes have seen thy salvation."